And I guess there's also the issue of treatment if the patient relapses. It's kind of the same model of, you know, getting an ER and HER2 assay in the adjuvant setting in terms of what you're going to do if they recur.
Absolutely. When a lung cancer patient recurs, they don't always have a lesion that's readily amenable to biopsy. It could be a, you know, bone lesion or a brain lesion or multiple brain lesions. So to have at least some idea of what's driving their tumor, I feel like you're a step ahead in the quest for at least disease control.
And certainly almost all patients, certainly most patients with metastatic disease are going to have a pretty small sample available. How much tissue is required? What kind of tissue? And how often is it adequate in the metastatic setting with a needle biopsy, for example?
So I think of the patients who you would see who had recurrent or metastatic disease, probably about a third would have had antecedent surgery, so that if you called Hospital X and they could dig up the slides from their lobectomy 3 years ago, then you'd have, you know, unlimited tissue in essence at your disposal. But generally, you need about 10 to 15 unstained slides from which they scrape the DNA and look for this mutation. So sometimes if what's called a cell block is made from the cytologic specimen, there is adequate tissue in the cell block. Say if someone had a pleural effusion and they spun it down and made a pellet of the cells, there will be enough tissue there. That's about a 50-50 deal. Certainly if one has had surgery, there should be no reason you shouldn't be able to determine the status of EGFR in that patient. Fine needle aspiration is probably a 75% yield. We have not uncommonly now at our center, particularly in the clinical trial venue, switched over to a core biopsy. The risk of pneumothorax appears quite comparable. There's a slightly increased risk of bleeding in the lung, but we think in the coming years that may become a new standard in lung cancer diagnostics.